Hello and welcome to a new episode of Everything, the Retro Breakings podcast, the Good for Nothing podcast, and on the YouTube channels for Potation Rotation, Lacerda Gaming, the PMG Project, and for the first time ever, on the Fuser, as well, cross, I don't know what you want to call it, promoting. Not really. This is the return of all of this shit bundled up into one convenient podcast. And it's also the final episode of all that shit in one convenient podcast. Raw, unedited. Don't even care where I'm recording it. Don't even care how I'm recording it. It's basically an explanation of where I've been for the past few months, and why I'm calling it quits. And, I don't know. Part of me in all this thinking that I've been doing, I might keep the PMG project going down the road sometime. Probably when gas gets cheaper. That I can see myself doing. Everything else I've stopped giving a shit about. And I want to thank, and I turned him into a meme. I've had one steadfast fan since the good old Potation Rotation YouTube channel days, named Todd. I would throw Todd in a couple podcasts, just say his name. Sometimes when I was acting angry or disgusted or something, I'd throw Todd in there. Todd's the only one that's reached out and asked where I went. So despite having people listen and having the odds and ends of people contacting me over the last couple years, Todd has been there through thick and thin. And I still kept the podcast up. I was still paying to keep those going. I was still getting listens. I was still getting unique clicks and visits to the website. So it was still going strong, the older episodes. But, I guess I'm grateful for that. But I'm really grateful for Todd, and I apologize to Todd ahead of time. This is going to be Todd's first time hearing this. As well as the rest of you. So, no games. No talking about games, no talking with any guests or anything on this podcast, no TJ, no anything. This is just therapy, an explanation, and then, goodbye. So, basically, what happened was, beginning of April, some shit went down, and I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to go into a great amount of detail, but basically, what I would consider to be my good name was slandered, and my life just changed dramatically, and there was a ripple effect caused, and pretty much everybody around me, their lives also changed. Probably some adjacently, just as dramatic as mine. Some not as much. But everyone around me was affected by this. And I had a huge support group, and I thanked them. I did a good fair share of crying for about a solid month. Went through therapy, had to hire a lawyer. It was very trying. It still is very trying. I could no longer afford therapy. I had to move. I had to live with my parents for about a month until I found a place. Now living with my brother Keith, of course, the main quest podcast. This isn't going to be edited. You're going to get all the flubs. Yes, we are brothers. So we are now also roommates. But huge support group, especially my aunt. She was there financially for me. I mean, I'm still indebted to her financially, so there's that aspect of it. With the uprooting and the change of things in my life and things that I've known for the last 9 years, all that changing kind of had to shift my focus to myself for once in my life. Believe it or not, it may seem like maybe all I thought about was me, but I always was putting people before me, and I still kind of do, but I need to put me first, because I can't trust anybody. I can't trust anybody new that comes into my life. I can't trust. I'm just going to be looking over my shoulder all the time. And that's one of the reasons why I asked Keith to live with me, is because I kind of feel like I need a witness in life. So I've got that. I've got, the support of Heather still as well. And my dog, Nico, is my emotional support unlike any other, because he don't judge, he don't talk back, he doesn't care, he loves his dad, and he licks his face every day. And my friends and my family, which I've already kind of said. I had offers from friends to stay at their house for a little while and stuff like that while everything was in flux. But after the month of crying in front of others, crying by myself, because I'm hurt, betrayed, felt like I was stabbed in the back for giving up, at least a solid 8 years of my life to someone that decided to stab me in the back. I came out, well, I'll just say that I came out of this. Things could have been worse, but there was enough, I guess. I don't know. Enough people that believed that what this person was saying about me wasn't true, and it wasn't true. And they refused when it was important to their case. When it came time to talk to the right people about it, they refused to talk to the right people. So you refuse to talk to the right people, and definitely nobody's going to believe you. So, and from somebody who has been a victim of things far worse than I was accused of, things that, well, to be brutally honest, I was raped. Had been drinking all night. I was seeing a girl, and I had been drinking all night. And it wasn't like a long-term relationship. It was just somebody I was seeing, somebody I was dating. Nothing like was really that official. And I started blacking out, and the last thing I can remember is her attempting to do something, and I remember like blacking out, saying no, no, and then I woke up the next morning and I could tell that she didn't take no for an answer. And I don't remember any of it. I remember nothing. I remember nothing. So, and that was the last time I saw her. And I said nothing. I didn't report anything. But there's bullshit out there. And we all know shit that's been going on recently. Me too. All that crap. I didn't do anything close to anything like that. That's not what was said about me at all. But what I'm saying is if somebody's going to point a finger at somebody and talk some shit, it better be fucking true. Because I don't put up with it. So immediately, as soon as the accusation was made, I decided my life had to change. Right? Things had to change. I had to get away. In that, everything dropped. In that flux. In that moving. In that making sure I had the right support and therapy, which I could not afford. I think I said already. I don't know. Couldn't afford therapy. I plan on getting back into therapy. I need therapy because I'm having major trust issues. My anxiety levels are absolutely through the roof. And after that month of crying that I was getting to talking about, I've been angry. I'm angry. Some people might not see it that hang around me right now. I don't know if anybody has seen a definite change in me. I know I've changed. I know my personality's changed. And I know that because I'm angry. I know that because I'm depressed. I know that because I get anxious. I'm pretty sure I had some kind of panic or anxiety attack a couple weeks ago in my car. I'm not a prideful person. I'm very heart on my sleeve. I laid back. You know, I have a lot of patience with people, and I'm the type of person that in the past I would trust somebody until they gave me a reason not to trust them. And that's just not going to be the case anymore. But I can't find enjoyment in the things that I used to do. It took me, I was in the middle of playing, and I just started playing Kirby in the Forgotten Land, which was going to be the next Lacerda Gaming video, and then after that was going to be Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga. I had things lined up. I had tons of stuff for the Fuser lined up, beer and food and snacks, and I had two episodes of Retro Rankings podcast planned out, including another music episode and the random one where I just talk about something not so much gaming related, kind of story related. I had that shit all planned out. And of course, you know, not only did I not have time to do any of that shit, but I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do anybody else's podcast either. And as far as doing other people's podcasts, I mean, so Keith's been on mine, and then I had, and I don't know if I said this yet, but I had two people on mine. One episode never aired. That same episode, I re-recorded with somebody else, and to be honest with you, and you can go back, you can find it, because aside from Keith, it's the only other one. I, quite honestly, I mean, you're going to come on my podcast, you're going to do things my way. So I prepared that person to come on my podcast, right? I gave them an outline. They said they listened to at least one of my episodes. And it didn't go well because he was not prepared to do it in my format. And he gave me that constructive criticism after we were done recording. And I'm like, okay, you know, thanks. You know what? You know what I do with that constructive criticism about how I should change the format of my podcast when I have a guest on? No more guests. That same episode, the one that aired went better than the original. The guy I originally had on was actually like an electrical engineer that I found. And I was
I'm part of a, I was actively part of a podcast social group, kind of like Discord, but not Discord. And it's for podcasters. And you network. It's like a LinkedIn for podcasters. And you network and you talk and you try to hook up and see if, you know, you could be on somebody else's podcast, they could be on yours. I never really had much of an interest to be on anybody else's. I was asked twice and I said no, like way early on. Since I was already on Keith's, I'm fine with that. I definitely, after that one episode of the Retro Rankings, had to be recorded twice, and I was still pissed off the second time, but I decided to air it because, to put it out, because I wasn't going to re-record it a third time. I was done. And to be honest with you, I was kind of, I'm going to probably get hate for this, but I don't give a shit because this is it. I was warned in that group. And that's why I tried to have somebody not video game related. Oh no, he was an electrical engineer. He was a sci-fi enthusiast. Sorry. The guy was a sci-fi enthusiast. Sorry. That's what he was, not an electrical engineer. But that's why I wanted somebody outside this genre to be on my podcast. And it just, he said he was into video games, but after recording for an hour and a half, I could tell he just wasn't really into video games. You know what I'm saying? But I was warned not to get into this circle of podcasters that are in the same genre where you're just slapping each other on the backs and promoting the hell out of other podcasts that are basically the same genre as your own. I was told you need to build an organic fan base of people that want to listen to yours and maybe sprinkle in a couple other ones, but they don't want you to shove 8 other video game podcasts down their throat on Instagram. And I took that to heart. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start slowly getting back and out of that because I was getting into that circle. I'm going to slowly back out of it because I would like organic listeners. It's nice to have people that are enjoying the same thing that I do, making podcasts about the same thing that I enjoy, and listening, and vice versa. I didn't go crazy. I picked like about 2 or 3 video game related podcasts to listen to, not including MainQuest. You know, because that's my brother, I'm always gonna listen to that. Outside of his, everything else I listened to was completely different. Completely different. I didn't need to get bogged down with all that shit. So, I was kind of, I'd have to say the last, I don't know, 3 months. Well, basically since the beginning of the year, leading up till through March. I was kind of like questioning if I just ended up getting involved in a genre of podcast that's already bloated, that, you know, is a circle jerk, if you will. But I kept going. And the reason why I kept going is, hey, I like video games. I like talking about video games. I have been playing them for fucking like 38 years. You know, why not talk about that experience? I'm just gonna not bother. I'm just gonna keep everything to myself. I'll be on Keith's podcast. I'm not gonna be on anybody else's. Nobody else is gonna be on mine. That's the end. That's it. And we're about to hit 2 years of rotation, come April. But so part of me is like, thinking back, like it's just too much. It's just too much bullshit for me to even go back to anything gaming related. So that's definitely done. That's definitely gone. And the other reason being, as I come up with reasons in my head for not returning, is because I have these anger issues, even going back and finally playing Kirby and finishing Kirby, it's a fucking Kirby game. And I was fucking angry at it all the time. At a fucking Kirby game. Never mind trying to go back to Elden Ring. Or anything else that is basically not a Kirby game. You know, I was playing, after I finished 100%ed Forgotten Land, and after being angry at it, I started playing the Skywalker Saga. And I got angry at it. I played it for a few days, probably, I don't know, 6 hours total. And I'm pissed at it, and I won't play it. So I just started like randomly playing just random games. Like, what can I find that's not gonna make me angry? Nothing. Everything that I played pissed me off. Now, games have pissed me off in the past. Sometimes it's because of my own, you know, ineptness at playing a game or learning something in order to, you know, progress a little bit more easily through a game. Or whatever, you know, whatever. I just, most of the time it'd be my fault, right? But everything's just pissing me off. Even if it's not my fault, like if there's a cutscene that's a minute long, but it's like 20 seconds in, I'm already tired of it, you know? Like, but I need to watch it because I've never played this game before or something like, you know, like, shit like that was pissing me off. Or even if it was a button combination for a moveset or something that I was fine with, I got it, I mastered it, I hated doing it. Like, just the littlest shit was pissing me off. I stopped listening to podcasts. I stopped listening to music. I stopped listening to the news. Like, I pretty much just tuned out. I went back to video games first. They made me angry. Slowly started getting into the news, but because there's people out there with real fucking problems. There's real fucking assholes out there that do real fucked up things. And I sit here as somebody who, do I have some skeletons in my closet? Yeah, I mean, who the fuck doesn't? I'm not fucking perfect. I'm probably gonna have to explain myself at the, you know, pearly gates at some point, right? You know, in death, probably gonna have to, you know, do some shit like that, but nobody's fucking perfect. If there was more perfect people in the world, there'd be more, everybody, those people would be ordained saints. That doesn't fucking happen. How many living people have actually been ordained saints? The last one was St. Teresa. And I'm not going to get into religion. I'm already pissed about politics. I'm fucking pissed. I'm so pissed. I'm pissed. Everything is fucking pissing me off. I don't trust people. I'm angry. I'm watching a lot more TV. I made a list of shit that I can watch to keep my brain preoccupied. Because, for whatever reason, TV's not pissing me off. Like, that's the only thing, like, watching a TV show, it's not pissing me off. I tried to go to a wrestling event. AEW was in Milwaukee recently. And I've enjoyed them in the past. There was some shit that happened in the arena. And I was pissed off, and I left early. I left, like, an hour before it ended. Because people were pissing me off. Plus, I was by myself. I'm by myself. Like, nobody knows me, but I'm around a bunch of people. That's the thing. Like, I kind of feel like anybody can point a finger at anybody in the world and say they fucking did something when they never did it. And if you don't got somebody backing your ass up, what kind of evidence is there that you didn't do it? Right? It's kind of like, the boat I'm in. And it's just kind of floating out there without any oars, without any power, with no outboard motor. Just floating out there. I have trouble sleeping. I'm constantly tired. I mean, I was taking a combination of muscle relaxers and over-the-counter sleep aids together at night in the hopes of getting some decent sleep. Blacked out my windows. Nothing fucking works. I still fall asleep late. I get up early. The slightest tinge of light that just peeks through the crack of my blacked out windows wakes me up. So I'm always tired, drinking energy drinks and coffee every day. And then I'm trying to take shit at night. I'm trying to get my body to be like, yes, you are awake when you're supposed to be awake, and now you're tired when you're supposed to be tired. And I get tired. I get tired like at 8 o'clock at night. I'm tired. And I want to sleep. It just doesn't happen as quickly as I would like. So I'm a mess. But I'm still trying to get through life. I'm still trying to, be uppity up with everybody that's around me. Friends, family, coworkers. But that's why I'm not coming back. Because I'm just, I gotta refocus my finances. In 2 years, and I know like the YouTube thing can be a struggle, but I was just pumping shit out like right away. Usually people that do YouTube, that crank shit out, don't crank out the type of stuff I was cranking out, or the length of, or the quality of. They'll usually, when they start off on YouTube, it's just using a cell phone, and maybe they'll do like a 10-minute video every day or something, and eventually they find a niche, refine it over time, blah, 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 and it becomes the product that they're known for. I mean, I was just up and at them, 3 episodes a week. Some of them were like an hour long each, and just cranking shit out. And, I got pretty tired pretty easily, and so I kind of split things off, and I figured if I split the channels out, and kind of just, spread the release of the content between the two, I can get away with it looking like I'm still releasing. It's not going to be between two channels, or, eventually three. 3 videos a week, but it's gonna look pretty good. And what was I doing? Like, ended up doing like 2 or something. So, it's sometimes 3, sometimes live shit, sometimes Twitch. And I kind of had a goal that by the end of 2022, that something would click, where I could be making even just a little bit to help me continue doing this. All the YouTube channels and the podcasts financially, because I went full bore and invested a shit ton of money right away when I didn't have, I had the money to invest into it. But now I don't have money, and I can't keep investing into something that there's no return. I took a pretty big fucking loss last year. It's a business. Rotation is a business. I've said that before somewhere. And I took a big loss, and I knew I was going to take a big loss. I sold 1 fucking hat last year. Guess who bought the hat? Todd. So, I wasn't looking to be famous or be rich. I just wanted to do what I love doing and have enough people find me or get on board with it, or, eventually with the podcast, listen. to it and just start getting something going. Sponsors, people just buying a t-shirt or a hat every so often here and there. Something where I'm getting just a little bit of something back. Just a little bit of something. Even if it's going to pay for one like video game a month or something. Something like that. And it wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. So I was probably going to quit. You know, if I wasn't making, you know, I started the Patreon, I got that going. If I wasn't going to be making a measly 60, 70 bucks a month, which is still operating at a loss, just as a, hey, here's money for a brand new video game to play, I was going to quit. Anyway. But, you know, so it was going to be that. It was going to be that coupled with the group of other podcasters I had been talking to up through the end of last year. I was just like, yeah, I'm kind of like in a bloated genre right now. And that's fine. Like, I can still enjoy my shit offline. You know, not sharing with people. And that's fine, you know, and I can do other things with my money, like other, like really, like good things with my money, like maybe where there's actual return in my investments. So, like I said, that opportunity is just going to be coming early. So, but the PMG project, that's just, you know, I still feel like once the gas goes, which sucks because I could go out right now and just start filming locations. You know, and doing more of it, because I was only going to do like one a month, maybe two. You know, reminiscing, finding interesting things to film like that, going out and just kind of documenting, you know, that type of part of my life, I still find appealing. Telling stories, shit like that. You know, I really wanted to do that, and I could go out there like right now after I'm done, but you know, $5 a gallon, I'm just not going to be driving around. I mean, I would probably be spending, you know, probably $240 a month on gas doing that. That's way more than I've been putting in, I was putting into potation rotation outside of PMG project up through the end of last year, monthly. $240, that's just nuts. So, you know, we get back down to like $250 a gallon, something like that, you know, then full speed ahead. You know, I'll put out a couple. Because I can just go out and shoot like, you know, two or three episodes in one day, and then that's the content for the month, you know. Probably a tank of gas. So, no, that'd be more than taking gas. I don't know. I really haven't thought it out. But that's something that I like to do. But gaming and buying shit to review. I mean, I had a new Zelda thing to review. To wrap up the anniversary, to end it. Yeah. So, that's where I've been. That's the state of Paul. And the end of potation rotation, that's going to be dissolved. I did renew it for another year, but I'm going to dissolve it at the end of the year, file my taxes, be done with it. PMG project's just going to be whatever the fuck, whenever the fuck. It's just too bad. If we get back down to 250 a gallon of gas even later this year, it's going to suck filming in the cold. That's the one thing I was avoiding doing. I was waiting for warmer weather, until all this shit hit the fan. So, yeah, that's it. That is everything that I can say. And now that I got this out, that part of me that's been thinking about doing this, that has been in my head Every so often at night, like I've been battling, like should I put something like this out or not? Like when nobody gave a shit except for Todd, when nobody asked where I was, you know. Any of the new listeners still downloading Retro Rankings? Nobody reaching out and saying, hey, you haven't released a new episode in a couple months. What's going on? You know, I just found your stuff, you know, and nothing like that. So what kind of motivation do I have? I don't have any. I don't have any motivation, you know, around me at all. And I need to kind of change my personality for the better as well. Just overall, I'm just not in it. I'm not in the right mindset. I wake up every day like thinking, you know, can I go home and play a video game? Or on a weekend, if I know that I'm not going to be out about going, doing anything, can I fire up? I get no. I watch. I have no shows to watch. I'll watch old fucking game shows, or I'll watch Bob Ross. Like, video games right now are just, they're intimidating me. They're intimidating me. There's so many games that have been out, aside from Kirby and Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, that I want to play. But I haven't. I bought two games since then. Haven't played them. I did play the House of the Dead remake on the Switch. That was alright. Of course it pissed me off, but I also beat it, like, you know, first playthrough, just because I'm familiar with that game. And then I'm like, done with it. I didn't care to the regular, whatever the regular campaign was, arcade. And I didn't care outside of that to explore any other options. I was just done. I didn't want to replay any other version or whatever's on there. I don't know what's on there. But, you know, I just can't bring myself to do it. So, as I wrap this up, I'm probably gonna go take a fucking nap. So that's it. That is the end of Potation Rotation. That's the end of the podcasts. That's the end of the YouTube channels for now. PMG Project. Whenever that time comes, it's gonna be revamped. It's gonna be its own thing. It's not gonna have a website. It's just gonna be a channel. Just a channel on its own. No promotion. I'm just gonna shoot videos and upload them. Not gonna advertise. Don't know what I'm gonna do with my social media. They were personal accounts until I made them Potation Rotation accounts. I haven't done shit. I've interacted a little bit. Done some likes on Instagram. I haven't posted anything. It's a little bit of Twitter, but nothing Potation Rotation related. Very minimal Twitter, very minimal. A few likes here and there. No. I'm a moderator on Nextdoor, which has been a thing for a while. And so I do that every day, which is absolutely stupid. Like, it's, when you use the word, because I don't give a shit, it's fucking retarded. It is. It is ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm doing it. It's just dumb. And since I moved, it's gotten worse. People around here are just dumb. I think I saw a donkey the other day, by the way. I saw a guy at AEW and looked a lot like Donkey. And it wouldn't surprise me. I know he likes wrestling. You know, could he have driven? I don't know if he still lives in Madison. Could he have driven an hour and a half or an hour or whatever the drive is? You know, maybe. So I thought I had seen him And then, because I left for the Rampage, before the Rampage taping, I had to watch that on TV. And I saw a guy holding up a sign on the floor that said, "More donkey." I'm like, that was probably fucking him. I couldn't see the guy. Couldn't see the guy, I just saw the sign. That was probably donkey. So that happened, maybe. It's coincidental that I thought I saw him on the main level concourse, and then I saw the sign on TV. Not that he needs to promote himself. And it was a professional looking sign. It wasn't just like somebody wrote on it with a marker or used, cut out paper or pictures of things or what, like it looked like his end card on his YouTube channel, on his videos. It looked legit. So maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I'm not sure, but that's gonna be it. That is it. That is it for Retro Rankings Podcast. That is it for the Good for Nothing Podcast and the YouTube channels, at least with PMG Project being in flux. So, you want to send me any kind of, if you're, hey, I'm still gonna be on Main Quest podcast every now and then, probably not as frequently as Keith might like me to be, maybe, but he's my brother and I love the shit out of him, and he's been there for me so much so the last couple months that at least that common shared interest thing that we got going on there. I have no problem with being on his podcast. Honestly though, like I'll probably the episodes that I'm on maybe might be the only ones that I listen to. Then again, I don't know how I'm gonna be on his podcast. Maybe I might just sit back and listen to it and then be like, you know what? Maybe just doing this isn't for me anymore. So we'll find out. Because I have to I have to play video games to be on it. And yeah, there are video games I've played before. That doesn't mean they're not going to piss me off. I'm just hoping that I can get myself financially in a situation here soon where I can get the help that I need so that this state of mind that I'm in can stop. And I'm not going to. I was gonna say, like, if you're gonna send me emails and shit about stuff, that's what I was gonna get to. Like, don't worry about that kind of shit. Like, I'm not like depressed enough to hurt myself. I have a fear of death. I might have said that somewhere in the last 2 years, that that's one of my fears. I have a fear of death. So there's no fucking way I'm ever gonna off myself. None. And I have that fear of death because probably because I was a paranormal investigator, and because when something happens to me, I don't know what's going to happen exactly. Where am I going to be? What do I have a choice? Like, I don't know. And it's that uncertainty. It's that uncertainty that's the problem. So I have that fear. Am I going to still roam the earth spiritually? Am I going to be just gone? Is it going to be black? Am I going to see shit? Like, what? Am I going to be gone but here residually? Am I going to be some kind of intelligent haunting if I'm here? Is that by choice? Is it just that my energy is just, forever torn into, the fabric of space and time, and I'm just gonna roam the earth forever. Yeah, so there's that. So, don't like worry about that kind of shit. But do, if anything pissed you off about what I said about anything, go ahead and, you can tell me to fuck off. Or whatever, I don't care. You want to give constructive criticism that I'm never going to read? I mean, I haven't even checked my fucking quotation rotation emails in like a month. I have like over 99 spam in my spam, and I've got, I don't know, about 50 messages in my inbox in 2 months, which should only be, six of those should be Buzzsprout receipts. So I don't know what else is sitting in there, except for an email from Todd. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some people have said some shit. Maybe I should have really looked. But I don't think anybody has. I guess what I'm trying to say is nobody over social media reached out. That'd probably be the easiest way, through messaging and stuff. I didn't get anything like that. I did get something from Todd, and I got an email. Todd emailed me first, and then after I read his email, that was back in... Oh, here. Let me just open it up real quick. You know what? Let's do that real quick before I leave. Let's open up my Gmail. Let's open up the Potation Rotation email box. All right, so inbox. There's Buzzsprout. I got a site member request. Somebody that wants to join the Potation Rotation. I don't know what the fuck I called it. Club? I don't fucking know. Todd was May 26th, so almost a month ago. I don't see anything else. Some of it looks like my filings. There's another site member request, some updates, Wix. I signed up through AMC. I don't know. I don't see anything unique from anybody. I'm looking at message, subject matters. Nope. Nothing. It's just all just random shit. Mostly garbage. So, go ahead. Email me. I'm not gonna check it after tonight. I'm gonna keep the podcast running, up and running. For prosperity through the end of the year, and eventually that $10 a month that I'm paying for that, I'm gonna stop it. They're gonna be gone. They are gonna be erased from all the podcast listening platforms. Gone. RSS feed wiped out. That's it. For now, that's it as well. It's been quite a journey the last couple years, all because I had an idea to do something during the pandemic. And this is what it has become. This is how it comes to an end, prematurely. I want to thank everybody who has listened, who has watched, if you're here from YouTube, or if you went to YouTube after listening here, thank you. I appreciate it. I can't say that I've gotten a lot of unique clicks and new views and watch throughs on YouTube, but podcasts, both of them, more retro rankings, of course, both of them still getting a fair amount of downloads and listens every month. I appreciate that. I do. It means that the shit that I put out there, I would like to think people are enjoying it. But I'm done. I quit. So fuck off. Fuck off. I thank you for listening, but fuck off. I don't know how to end this. I really don't. But no, seriously. The heart on my sleeve. Part of me just, even if you sat through all this, I really do appreciate it. And I did enjoy, returns or not, like I said, I did enjoy putting out this content because I liked talking about it. I liked playing things for you guys and eating shit for you guys and drinking beer for you guys and all that stuff. I enjoyed it. Hopefully, I'd say watch PMG. Go to the PMG project in like 3 months and see if there's anything there. If there is, it got up and running. If it hasn't, I don't know. Remind yourself at the beginning of next year or some shit. Maybe I'll see you there. Okay, because I'm not going to promote it. It's just prosperity, if you will. But that's going to be it.
No outro music, no music, no sound effects, no nothing on this fucking piece of shit today. Just my unedited ramblings. I'll talk to you guys never. Won't see you later.